G'day everyone, Ian here in Brisbane from the land down under. How are you? Just thought I'd drop in. It's been a long time since I've done a recording and reached out and said hello. Don't have a lot to say, just want to catch up, mull over a few ideas. Had a lovely day today, didn't go to work. It's Monday, it's 5:30 in the afternoon. It's still afternoon, the sun's still up. It's certainly not evening. Days are definitely getting longer. It's been a beautiful, cool day today. We had a couple of real stinkers last week, but today's been very, very mild and quite pleasant. I'm just checking this recording. I'm using the Rode recorder again. I don't trust the Audio Boom recorder at the moment. I haven't tested it for a while to see since the latest update whether it's any good. So I'm using the Rode recorder, and I know at least it works. But then I've got to do a bit more jiggery poo to upload. But I thought I'd just drop in and say hello. I don't have a lot to say these days. Well, I don't have a lot of juice to say things these days. That's really probably part of the issue, and part of the reason why I managed to have a day off today. At work, we've managed to get on top of a few things, and a few of the guys were working down in Sydney, and I felt a bit guilty about taking time off while they were away, and the workshop was a bit light on with stuff, so I haven't been taking any time off, but things sorted themselves out last weekend. I decided to have today, Monday, off, because Mondays work better for me than Fridays, because I get a bit of chance to recover from the week on the weekends, and I've got a bit of juice in the tank on Monday to do a few things, which I've done today. It's been good to catch up. Just doing the day-to-day, week-in, week-out stuff means that all of my hopes and dreams of the digital life have sort of gone onto the back burner a great deal. And I don't have much juice in my tank for doing that sort of stuff. So if I get to take a day off like I did today, I can do a bit of catch up, and it's been great. I haven't done any serious work, but I managed to get one of my sites working again. As far as anybody might come to visit it, it was working, but I wasn't able to upload. I had a bit of a problem with one of my plugins, so I sorted that out. It's something I've been wanting to do for about 2.5 months, but I haven't been posting to it much, so I haven't worried about it. Last time I tried to post, it wouldn't post, would it? So I had a blog post that was just sitting there, which I finally was able to publish, which is nice. I've been doing a few of those sort of things, and I tested out a little adapter I bought. I Rode microphones. God, they make some good kit, don't they? They really do. They're starting to become a bit of a standout microphone manufacturer, I think. I think they're sort of getting up there with the very, very best of them. And they make so much innovative equipment. And they're allowing themselves to manufacture items that aren't traditional. Like, I've got this really nice, funky, I'm not going to buy one, but it's a microphone for digital cameras, still cameras that people are using for video, DSLRs. And it's basically a spherical ball microphone-y thing that sits on top of your camera. It's really quite funky. And I've got all sorts of kit, and I've got a really nice desktop microphone. It comes with a stand and a blast screen. It's quite well made, and it's USB driven, powered, inputted. So for people who just want to plug it straight into their laptop, especially if they're traveling, it's tremendous, and it's high quality. I've actually bought one of those, which I'm going to give to a podcasting friend of mine as a gift, because he's done some outrageously good work over the years, and he deserves it. So I'm going to give it to him as a gift. But I also bought a couple of other little microphones, bits and pieces too. I bought a IXY Rode IXY microphone for myself to clip onto my phone, which I can't use on my current phone because I've still got a 4S. I have to wait until I get the new iPhone 6, which has got the lightning adapter. So I've actually bought that in preparation for when I get my new iPhone. I did plug it into my iPad though and it worked, so yeah, it's nice to see. But I won't be using it on my iPad. It doesn't really, it's not really functional on the iPad, I don't think. But I also bought a little adapter too. It's cost me $15. It's just a plug adapter. And it means that I can now plug one of my lapel mics into this adapter. All it is, it's just a male plug that goes into my phone that actually, you know, connects the microphone part of a headset to just a normal female socket. So I can just plug a standard microphone into, which I've got a couple of lapel mics, plug that into this adapter and then plug that adapter into my iPhone, and chickity boom, I'm recording into this if I wanted to with the lapel mic, rather than using the onboard mic that I'm using right now with my American over the top of it. But I don't think I'm going to use it very often, but it's handy to have if I wanted to, particularly if I want to have a conversation with somebody else. I've got a stereo lapel mic. Basically, it's two microphones that join up to one plug. I know that I could plug that straight in, and each of us could have one microphone, and it would just mix down in the connection straight into the phone. And I know I'd be able to capture a two-sided conversation mixed down. So that could be quite handy at some stages, yes. So I just got that in my kit. It was only $15, so it was nice. But yeah, Rode microphones, they make some really nice kit. I do like it. I've also got the Rode Procaster on my desk, which is a, it's a not a USB connected microphone. It actually goes through an XLR. So I've got that in my little mixer that I've had for many years now. So that's mounted on my desk, and that's sort of like what I use if I'm mucking about on my large iMac. So I've been messing about with that a little bit today, and like I said, been able to get on top of a couple of little things today, which has been nice. And it's just been nice to be at home on a work day and just chill. Had a nap this afternoon, and it's nice to just relax. The only disadvantage of it though, my dear friends, is when I have one of these sort of days off, I don't earn any income, and I can feel that insidious aspect of being a wage slave, whereby I notice that I don't, you know, because I'm not earning any income, I almost feel a little bit guilty that I'm either letting myself down or letting the company down or letting the team down. And I just start to buy into that. And when I've been working by myself for years, I never had those sort of issues. Never. Just happily to do my own thing and live the independent life, and, you know, swings and roundabouts when it comes to finances. But now I'm sort of going, oh, every week that I take some time off, it's $1,000 I don't earn, which is coming up. I've got 4 weeks off over the next, well, it's going to fall over a bit over about 5 weeks. I'm going to have about 4 weeks off over 6 weeks in late November through to January, having 2 weeks off at work. And I'm going away for 2 weeks around the end of the month. So I'm going to be down 4 weeks' pay, which is, yeah, a fair bit of pay. But I do get paid extra because I'm a casual with my hourly rate. So I have to keep reminding myself, even if I'm not going to get a pay packet for a few weeks, I've been receiving that money all year. So I've got to keep telling myself this. But as I'm still recovering from my finances, it's very, very tempting to go, oh, I shouldn't be maybe taking this time off. I should be still working. But it's more about the long-term sanity of my life that I do actually take a little bit of time off like this. It's, I don't like being a wage slave. I really don't, but it's just the way it is these days. fortunately, the sort of stuff we build is pretty funky and pretty good, so it helps. The management dysfunction frustrates enormously, though, but that's another story. We've been working for the past few months on a Frank Gehry building that's being built down in Sydney. I don't know if I've mentioned this in one of the previous audio booths. For a couple of months there, I was building some acrylic light shades that got installed, and we've been doing quite a few other components for that as well. That basically has turned into a giant clusterfuck for work, and half a dozen guys went down to Sydney to work on a heap of polished stainless steel for that. Fortunately, I wasn't involved. I just simply refused to go. I've sort of got old enough and respected enough now where I just call the shots and, you know, regards to myself, you know, it's sort of a case of, I'm not going to put up with that. I went to Singapore back in February and I'm not going away again. And it's worked out okay. But that project's pretty well wrapped up now, and we're doing some other stuff. I've been making some patterns, which is my trade, which is my skill. That's what I was trained to do when I was in my late teens, pattern maker. So I've been building some patterns for the first time in a very long time. It's been quite gratifying to dip back into my old trade-based skills and manufacture some things. And many aspects of it have been quite satisfying. At the moment, we're building some playground equipment. So we're making molds for concrete casting and a bit of this stuff comes through my Instagram feed from time to time. If you happen to follow me on Twitter, you might catch the occasional image that comes through. Nothing too exciting, but maybe you find it a little bit interesting. Talking about that, I've had a bit of fun in the last couple of weeks. I let my beard grow out, and it's been really interesting. Everybody knows me as being clean shaven, but I had a party to go to a couple of weeks ago, so I decided to let my beard grow out just to look a little bit rough for the theme of the party, and it worked quite well. And I put a photo up on Facebook, and I've had quite a reaction to it. I've now shaved it off. I took the photo and then shaved it off. I wanted to capture a record of it because I don't grow my beard out very often. Something a bit different. And just thought I'd share it with a few people. Even my daughter hasn't seen me with a beard, so it was probably even a novelty for her as well. I enjoyed Octava a great deal. I didn't participate. Maybe one day when I am not working for the man, I'll participate in Octava. I've mentioned it before, I'm not a huge, huge, passionate, dedicated music fan. I think the last time I bought an album was about 5 years ago. And I think since the digital world has come about, I think I've bought two albums, and I think I've only ever bought might have bought 5 or 6 CDs and maybe a similar number of vinyl records. So I'm not a huge music fan. I really don't care a great deal about my own personal music. However, I do listen to music constantly, and I'm really happy for other people to work out what I'm going to listen to. That's why I listen to the radio. And with all of the internet radio stations there are now, I find it wonderful just to go, I feel like listening to some blues. So I'll find a blues station and I'll just let them program the music for me. Lately at work, actually, I've been listening to Spotify, and I've been putting it through the speakers at work. I've got some old computer speakers which I plug into my iPhone. So the other day I put some Nina Simone on, and some Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra and UB40, and you know, it was great. You know, just go on Spotify and find a genre or an artist and let it play. And the fact that I can't select the actual track order doesn't bother me. I'm just happy for it to be background music in the workshop, in my life, for that matter. So I'm not a huge music fan. So Octava doesn't really caused me to want to participate heavily. However, the flip side of that is I really enjoyed listening to everybody out there do their octavas, because it gave me an opportunity to have you program music for me and for my enjoyment. So I enjoyed the music a great deal. Some of it was sentimental favourites, which was nice to dip into and listen again. Hey, Bernie, some of that music that was around in our youth, you played and reminded me of. And then there was some other things like what Phil, Daylight Gambler, played, and that I've never heard before. Or Simon, SM2N, I think it's his tag, his handle. Yeah, that was good. And Yana, some of Yana's stuff, some of the German stuff was really interesting as well. And Racky G's choices with some of that, I don't know, what would you call it, some of that almost Latin-y, funky stuff that she was playing. Really good to hear some alternative music that I wouldn't necessarily fall across. But it's one-off stuff, you know. I'm happy to listen to it and enjoy it a great deal, but I'm not going to go out and track down the artists and become dedicated followers of them. That's not my style. I'm happy for it to, happy to let it just wash over me, which is what you good people did for me. That's good. Oh, yeah, the other big news, you know, this Nazi state that we've got developing here in Queensland. We've had an extraordinary, I don't know, most of the people who listen to this are in the UK, I know. You probably don't know some of the things that have gone down here in Oz in the last little while. You know, we used to point and laugh at the right-wing shenanigans of the US and the UK, the slightly fascist ideals that were creeping into the surveillance society and military, industrial-military complex, police militarization, all these things. Yeah, we used to laugh and point. And then 12 months ago, our Conservative Liberal government was re-elected, mainly because the fucking Labor government cocked up things so badly. The Liberal government didn't have to do anything. They just won by forfeit, basically. Anyway, so the Abbott government gets in, and they have just been bringing in law after law after law, and we have sort of, in particularly in the last 6 months, we've caught up with all of the right-wing Fruit Loop behaviour that the US and the UK have had for years. We've caught up in the space of 6 months, and we now have this entirely different country government society that's developed. And it's just so, hopefully this is recording, because I've just had a friend drop by and I stopped and had a bit of a chat to her. But like I was saying, our country here has changed significantly, and we've got in the next couple of weeks, we've got the most powerful people in the world dropping in on Brisbane for the G20 conference, dog and pony show. And Brisbane is going to become Fortress Brisbane. And the part of the world I actually live in, part where I'm walking. Yes, the part where I'm walking right now is where it's all going to be happening in about a week's time. We've got a day off next Friday because it's going to be too hard for people to get to work, particularly in the city where the conference is going to be happening right next door to. So I've given Greater Brisbane a public holiday. We've done about this for 18 months or so. And just about everybody I know don't care. The G20 cultural events are happening all over the place, which are singing and dancing and all things lovely to make us feel placated by the fact that we're being disrupted so severely. I've said to a few people, why didn't they just have this on one of the bloody Great Barrier Reef Islands? They could have had one patrol boat circling it non-stop 24 hours a day, and everybody could have just flown in and flown out, and they could have had everything nice and secure. But no, they've got to have it in a major metropolis like Brisbane. A couple of years ago it was in Toronto, places like that. And they've got to make it awkward for absolutely everybody. And it's just a drinking club, a talk fest, where all of the leaders, world leaders, meet and greet and do their stuff, and it's just political show pony stuff. So I've got very little time for it, and frankly quite annoyed. And I'm not just annoyed about the fact that it's on and we're being disrupted, I'm also annoyed about the fact that we've had bloody Black Hawks for the last week flying overhead doing manoeuvres with all their nav lights turned off, practicing what will happen, and they've had emergency procedures out at the airport, and it's just appalling. And I just, along with all of the other stuff, I just despair at the way our society is going. It's becoming more and more about protecting and security and fear-mongering, and people are out to get us and pushing certain classes of people to the sidelines and creating stories about how they're all going to kill us, and we've got to protect ourselves and watch out for the asylum seekers because these people who've got nothing are going to be terrorising us. And I'm just appalled with it. And where's the compassionate society that I grew up with? And I just see it being eroded away by this right-wing government that we've currently got. It's not that the Labor government was left-wing. They weren't either. They were a right-wing government as well. It's just they're not quite as extreme right-wing as the current government. So I'm just appalled by it all. And frankly, I'd like to know who supports this government, because not a single person I know, not a single person I know supports this current government. I know a couple of people who around election time said they were going to vote for them, but they now regret it. But I'd like to know who does support this current government. Anyway, I try not to let it upset me, and I just go, this is the way our societies are unfolding at this particular point in time, and it'll be as it'll be, won't it? So, we've got the G20. Stay tuned to your TV set. You're going to see all about it. I wonder what's going to happen. I wonder if we're going to have... Well, I've heard that the police force and the courts are planning on having thousands of arrests and people going through the court system. So they're going to, I think, going to crack down pretty hard on anybody who even looks sideways at a protest. They have got a protest zone, but it's way over, away from out of harm's way, and it'll probably be barricaded off, and you'll have a few hippies yelling and screaming, but it'll have zero effect on anybody. Having free speech zones is one of the lamest ideas I've ever heard of. You might as well put them in a box and close the lid and let them yell to their heart's content. So there'll be stuff happen. I was talking to one of my friends, and she said that she hoped that nothing serious happens. I hope nobody gets hurt. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Things will play out as they will. You'll be able to follow it on all your news channels, on your telly screens. Stay tuned. It's happening in only about a week's time. Anyway, I've talked enough. Time to get off this. Catch you later, everybody. And I hope it's wonderful where you are, and I hope life's treating you... Well, yes, treating me pretty damn well, despite that little bit of a rant just then. Life's great. Life's really good. See ya. Bye-bye.